Blog Talk Radio.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. All right, listen, I gotta go, but call me later.
No, I'm not calling you.
Not you, sweetie. Okay, all right, you too. Bye.
Are you ready?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
Away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Thank you so much for joining me, Mr. President. I hope you have been enjoying the holiday season so far.
I will tell you, I'm extremely upbeat. The White House is running like a
defenseless young child being tear gassed at the Mexican border.
Well-oiled machine.
Oh, mine was just an expression.
It's doing really well. I have great people.
Speaking of criminals, this is a very big week for the Russia investigation. Memos about Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, and Paul Manafort, three high-profile defendants, are scheduled to be filed by special counsel Robert Mueller.
It's a scam. There was no collusion whatsoever, and the whole thing is a scam.
Really? Because word on the street is that you're getting pretty scared. Well, when anything bothers me or my entire family is about to be charged with treason, I try to think of nice things. I mean, there are so many things that make you happy.
And there are certain things that I don't like.
Oh, let me think. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Destroying the First Amendment. White nationalists. Big fake tits.
Is that enough?
Brutal dictators and cold-hearted liars.
Tyrants and traitors and climate deniers. $5 spray tans with under-eye rings. These are a few of your favorite things. Burying tax returns after you file them. Tear gassing migrants for seeking asylum. Big fat ass buckets of fried chicken wings. These are a few of your favorite things.
I did nothing wrong.
Blue collar workers all backwoods and beefy. Giant hamburgers with extra kofifi. Siding with Saudi Arabian kings. These are a few of your favorite things. When your friends flip, when your day sucks, and your hair looks bad like right now, just blame all the victims and praise all the schmucks, and then you won't feel so sad.
How long has this witch hunt gone on? It's gone on for what?
KGB playdates and absolute power. Porn stars and playmates who charge by the hour. Puppets at Fox News who dance on his strings. These are a few of his favorite things.
I did nothing wrong.
Long-winded tweets with no spell check corrections. Raking up forests and stealing elections. Facts that he fakes and fake bone spurs and slings. These are a few of his favorite things.
There was no collusion whatsoever.
Firing staff who won't come to his defense. Signatures on non-disclosure agreements.
Lock her up!
Chants like his basal things. These are a few of his favorite things. When the Dems fight, when your friends lie, and when Mueller's close. Just take a cold shower and have a good cry, and then you won't feel so gross.
The news about me is largely phony.
Judges who fly into partisan rages, solar eclipses and children in cages,
hookers who pee on your face till it stings.
These are a few of your favorite things.
Fake news.
Red MAGA hats that you had made in Taiwan, smelling that new wife smell after you buy one. Lawyers who hide extramarital flings.
These are a few of your favorite things.
I think I'm doing a great job.
People who cheer at your anger and meanness, dreams about having a normal-sized penis, Hannity's voice on your phone when it rings. These are a few of your favorite things. When your life sucks, or for God's sake,
girl,
when you're about to snap,
take comfort in knowing at least you still make
the rest of us feel
like crap.
Fake news.
And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum theme.
Once upon a time when things were rotten, not just food but also cage. Rotten, everybody take the penance. Things were bad and that ain't good. Then came Robin Hood, papa. Soon a band of merry men he'd gotten. They wore out the state of plain green cotton, helping victims plus their business. Boy, oh boy, was business good. Good for Robin Hood. They laugh, they love, they fuss, they drink. They jumped a lot of fences. They robbed the rich, give to the poor, except when they kept more expenses. So when other legends are forgotten, legends are forgotten. We'll remember back when things were rotten. Yay for Robin Hood!
The beauty. Wasn't that great a show, but it was a ripping good theme song. Ted's starting up early. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum on Friday. Ready to go out, Teddy? It's the show where Ted the dog has to vie for attention. Alrighty. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday's Possum Hour, Friday Night Possum, during the week clobbering time. And sometimes he rails on about football, too, on the weekends. Looking forward to that. Check your local listings for dates and times in your bailiwick.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking!
All right.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
And oh, and also Randy Rainbow's biggest fan.
Yeah. Love that guy. I like the hookers tailing him until it stings.
Oh, he's a witty gent. I like when he puts on the pink cat eye glasses. He tries to look all smart. All right. We ready for Ted yet? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll set up the plug, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll go take care of my stupid dog. He's stupid. Oh, cool. All right. Well, never mind. Hold on a second. I gotta get in gear. In gear.
In gear?
Yeah. Okay. You ready with the plug?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tentative.
No. I just realized I don't know what the theme is. I've been out of touch.
Well, he's out of touch, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I gotta go get the dog, so hit it.
Okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. Great music and a wonderful theme that I do not know of. At 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eastern Time, www.wriu.org. 4:30 Possum Blues. There you have it, kids.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. Their executive producer's not here tonight, so.
We dedicate this show tonight to our dear pal, Ford Prefect, who's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. He's all things to all. All units. Good guy. Remember Tommy was on the old show?
Yeah.
Dark After Dark. We've actually heard his voice, man.
Yeah,
he's actually a real dude.
That's when he was the Phantom.
He was the Phantom on the Fringe. You got that right. Mm-hmm. Jacques. Alrighty.
So we never heard Ford. We heard Phantom on the Fringe.
Oh, well, I guess they are separate realities. Okay, now, let's get to the bottom of this fucking thing.
Yeah.
This baby, it's cold outside bullshit. Now, we broke this story Monday night on this very show. And my initial reaction was, well, that's pretty stupid. You know, it's a little rapey, but, you know, I think, you know... A little rapey, but you know, hey man, there is a game to this seduction thing, and it's, you know, the girls want to pay off as well as the guys.
You got that right.
So, you know, they're going a little overboard, shit canning this song. Yeah. Then on Facebook, I said, fuck, maybe it's cold outside, and I just wanted to... explain why.
Yeah.
Okay. Because someone on my Facebook said mentioned. what's the word? Libtard and snowflakes were to blame for this. And the thing about this is. I don't know if I've ever seen a more unanimous reaction to something as people going, this is the stupidest thing ever. To ban this song from your radio station.
I'm thinking it's originally a joke.
Well, so anyway, that's why I posted that thing. Fuck you, fuck the song, you know.
Yeah.
If it pisses you off, you name-calling son of a bitch. All right, now, here's the person to blame. It's a guy, somebody at Cleveland's WDOK radio station. All right.
Okay.
Host Glenn Anderson. Well, we got a name. Glenn Anderson of WDOK. Blame that son of a bitch for this fuck. Don't blame libtards, and don't say libtard, and don't...
No, it's that stupid.
All that shit. You know, it's not a political thing.
I'm willing to bet good money that Glenn did this as a wacky radio stunt. And he was fucking around.
I think there's... I think they're really sincere, man.
Because that is fucking nuts.
You know. Well, I mean, it's again, the millennials are taking over, man. They're going to be running the joint. That's their call, babe. Nothing I can do about it.
No. That's it. It's out of our hands.
I'm on my way out. We're headed for the boneyard, man.
Uh-huh.
It'll be long now.
I can
just
see
a few
the
thoughts
exit
on name
right
calling.
Now, baby. I can see the exit sign.
Few notes on name calling. Putting someone down with name calling reveals your own low self-esteem. Quote from Stephen Richards. And Charles Anderson said, observe which side resorts to the most vociferous name-calling, and you are likely to have identified the side with the weaker argument, and they know it.
Yes.
Yo! Slam dunk. Uh-huh. Enough of this bullshit, man. This hate.
Bullshit.
Divisiveness, people. All right, so, anyway, in honor of the banning of Baby, It's Cold Outside. We're going to blow it up. How you like that?
Okay.
Now, is there anything that shows more affection for the song?
Right.
Blowing it the fuck up.
We're blowing up date rape is what we're blowing up. There you go.
Yeah. We're blowing up political, out of control political correctness.
Take note, you Kennedy survivors. Date rape motherfuckers. Blow them up.
Yeah. Yeah, and Supreme Court guys.
Yeah.
Looking at you, whiny cry guy. Very crying over his calendar. My dad had a calendar.
Yeah.
You dirty.
Okay.
And so, with all that said, let's blow it up. Get it.
I'm Holiday.
I'm Taraday.
I'm Christmas Day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh!
I'll tell Santa Claus on you.
I really can't stay.
I want Miss fucking everybody in Bismarck.
I've got to go away.
That, your spaghetti stuck dick.
The evening has been
from the goddamn Donald. I don't give a damn who's his last death.
United States of America.
I have freedom of speech.
And
if people don't like it, then go fucking fuck their fucking self.
Pull the string.
When you get a good idea and you need someone to tell it to, just scratch your head and roll your eyes and simply say,
no! No!
Let's say, do you mind? Boys sing.
Oh, oh.
Now all the girls sing.
Oh, oh.
Now everybody sing.
Oh, oh.
Now you got it. Let's try it one more time. Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Mind.
Oh, that's great. That's
great.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
ooh. No,
I don't remember when that was.
Song, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever do that? You're making out with a girl, you know, and you're getting a second base, you know, you get her shirt off and her boobs are out, and then you look at them and you go, ooh, ooh. And then,
yeah, but then I always follow up.
As far as you got, because the date's
ooh,
over.
Ooh, Francis. Hey, did Horseshack steal his bit? Familiar.
You might have a case there, man.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are dead, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll throw in the Nitwits who banned the song as well, Cake. They were there, too. They were collateral damage. Yeah, it's pretty stupid. And then K-O-I-T, Ryan Figula, program director, he got the ball rolling, and they banned it in San Francisco. So, yeah, I guess it's being banned all over the place, which is really overreaction.
Well, that might be a good thing. That might be snapping people out of this fucking, you know. Because a lot of people are against it. So.
Yeah. And that was the amazing thing.
Yeah.
People from all stripes.
Yeah.
Think it's ridiculous. It's a little rapey, though. Just a little bit.
Just a little, yeah, that's all right. Just a little pinch of rape. There was no bondage or anything.
The other thing about it is it's a very pretty song, except if it's sung badly, which I've heard it sung badly a lot of times.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy's version, I don't think, would have been any good.
Who could do a duet with Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Cake says to ban 50 Shades of Rape. That's the meme going around, you know. That was like the number one book, 50 Shades of Grey, and they want to ban maybe to pull that stuff. It's so stupid. It really is. It's dumb.
It's the world we live in, Tom.
Yeah.
Not our world anymore. Like
it's just
said.
A song. I mean, it's just a fucking song, man. It's not... He doesn't say, well...
And look at all the great artists you're banned because of that song. I mean, you got Ellis.
Yeah.
Who else did it, man? A lot of them.
McGee.
Go ahead.
We'll get that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's next, I think. And I think everybody would be in agreement that that's a good thing. You know, to not hear that again is actually in the plus column. We're going to blow him up, I think, Monday.
You know what I was thinking? Why don't we post every version of Baby It's Cold Outside from now until Christmas on the Grenache?
Sure.
Yeah, that's we'll fine. Throw a lot of shit in between so it won't get too monotonous. But yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there they are. We didn't even acknowledge the beautiful, wonderful crowd. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful crowd we have out there. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Sweet Cheeks' mother read 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah? She like it?
Oh, man. What you do when you got to the butt plug chapter?
Do they have anal bleaching in there?
Oh, they got it all.
All right.
I heard the woman was a horrible writer, too. I heard it's a very bad book.
Yeah. I got none. I don't waste my time. I read comic books, man.
Oh, our friend did.
All right, there they are. The Possum Lounge. Early, before the show even started. Up and at 'em. Apple cheeks. Alice. And I think she wanted to see, get to the show on time.
Yeah.
And she got a good seat. That's a nice seat
over
there.
The lounge.
Happy to have
you. Maggie's chair. Maggie
Steve's
from
the great state of Canada.
Yes. Sweet Alan.
Canada. have you with us. She said she was out at, what, 4 miles in the fucking shit today? Woo!
God.
I told her I ran to my car, man. That's as much as I got, man. Oh, no, I did go out. It wasn't that bad. Like, around 2 o'clock, I went out and picked up dog food. How exciting.
No video?
I'm looking for it. I should have done a live Facebook feed, but, you know, technologically challenged. They were poopsicles, speaking of which. Okay, now, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
She did a few thousand steps. Nice.
Good Lord.
4,000 is new 5,000. I like the way you think. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. She's
Dr.
also
Cake.
Freezing her arse off up there in Canada. And, a quick howdy to our pal Ford Prefect up in Canada. She were here, sir.
Yeah.
Guest 761. Welcome to
761 made it. Yeah, welcome to the show.
And guest 767. Isn't there a 767?
767?
Isn't that a plane? 767?
Nope.
Could be. 767. Alright. And there's a guy, what's his name? R.J. Gumby. Oh, yeah,
who
R.J. Gumby.
Fuck is... Okay.
That'd be you. That'd be Jack.
Johnny Date Rate.
Man. Gotta be careful, man.
Yeah, you get that right.
Gotta be careful.
I
have an affidavit I carry. I carry this affidavit, you know, and it's... Mm-hmm. You know, once the penis hits the air, it's game on. You know, all air.
I hear
candy
you.
Bar the
I
door.
Say.
It's over. You know.
Tour.
Yeah. You know. You better part of the tour.
I think the guy is being very noble. I mean, you know, it's cold outside. Stay in, have a drink. You know. I think it's, you know.
Have another drink. And another drink.
Yeah.
And another drink.
That'll keep her nice and warm and everything.
Slips her a little Mickey in there.
Yeah, a little Cosby.
Yeah, yeah. She wakes up and he's zipping up his pants. I've seen it a million times. Well, there's the herd mentality.
Herd mentality.
Good to have you with us, man. It's a groovy thing.
The Viper here, man.
Yeah, it's a viper. But they're right. All right, man. Well, here they are, ladies and germs. The possum. Good crowd. Good crowd
good
on answer, a frozen Chris. Friday night.
Yes. We got another guest. 777. That's an airport.
777. 777. Maybe it's cold outside. 777. All right. Well, there you have it. The possum.
With your super host, Commodore Dad.
As the Beaver.
Just 'cause you are good looking, I figured maybe I could get me some home cooking. But you can't even open up an old can of beans. Since we've been wed, all I get is crackers and cheese. Change my diet for the love of my core. When we have kids, they'll look just like. Day by day I just get thinner and thinner. For reasons like the other night when I came home to dinner. You had candles burning on the table and I thought you were trying to please. But the candles were just a toast of crackers that goes with the cheese.
Cheese and crackers, crackers and cheese. Cheese and crackers, crackers and cheese.
I know it sounds like I'm repeating, but how long can I go on? almost slipped my noodle. I started drooling when I looked at our French poodle. But when I rushed out to a restaurant and I ordered a steak or two, I heard the waiter say, "We've had a busy day, sorry, there's nothing left for you." But
cheese and crackers, crackers and cheese.
Cheese and crackers, crack a band.
Cheese and crackers, crack a band.
Cheese and crackers, crack
a band. Perennial favorite, cheese and crackers and cheese. It wouldn't be a Christmas season without hearing that little ditty, now would it, kids?
Now I got a hankering.
Get some crackers and cheese, huh?
Uh-huh, cheese and crackers.
Well, maybe we'll do a whole, oh, man, those are bad. Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, that's really bad.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, yeah.
A bad one. That's a bad song, man. It's racist as fuck.
Did Goldstein ever do a religious one? That guy that does interviews?
Who? I don't know.
That guy that does interviews and plays songs. That horrible, horrible, non-funny thing. You know, like Mr. Jaws. You know, the guy that interviews somebody, but instead of answering, they play Goldstein or something like Goldberg. Horrible, horrible. Not funny at all.
Got nothing on that. All the guests must have gone out for cheese and crackers, man. Crackers and cheese.
Too.
What's your favorite cracker? Like, if there's a basket of crackers on the table, which, and you're gonna you're hankering for a cracker, which one are you gonna take?
Probably just a good old fashioned saltine.
Just a regular saltine.
Yeah.
Good choice. Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah.
You know, but if they have them, I gotta have the captain's wafer.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Well, you know, you're just you're an enlisted man. You wouldn't know.
GTO would know what that is.
Boner hose.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
All right. Oh, man. Big time polka tonight. Shoot. Shoot. It's going to be awesome. You remember where you were. What's that?
It's not bad, is it? No, okay.
It might be, though, by the time we're done.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So what else is going on? The song thing was just, wasn't that big a deal to me. I just, the guy with the libtard thing just pissed me off, you know.
Well.
Many liberals are pissed off about it as you are, you meathead.
I have no idea what knucklehead said they wrote to you. What the hell does that mean? You got a good head for figures?
Oh, I don't. I got nothing on that.
I have no idea. This is the world I live in, Commodore.
I Googled the word figures and went, "Is this something? Is this something that I should know about figures?"
His mind is just. I don't know.
Shit, man. That's cool, though. I don't care, man. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but it would be nice if you had a clue to what the hell that was meant, you know? It has nothing to do with the tail. I first thought it had something to do with the tail drop, because I told him that. Nothing. I can't. A head for figures?
Yeah.
I don't know. There you go.
I got nothing on that, man.
This is my daily life here.
Yeah. You see, I got Chris Elliott in the slideshow tonight.
The old man.
Reading a great article. Read a great article about how he, like, ruined his career with Cabin Boy. It's like, I guess, the 25th anniversary of Cabin Boy.
Yeah. By a monkey?
Yeah. He just, his whole, after that, well, not so much, man.
Well,
we do have a caller here on the old.
Bring him on. Awesome. Is it Tina Fey?
think it might be Tina Fey. It's coming from 30 Rock, it looks like.
All right.
Oh, yeah! Okay, well, here we go. Area code 570, you're on, what do you call, Possum Hour.
What's up, man? You guys were talking about crackers. You forgot to mention Triscuits.
Triscuits. Triscuits is good.
Yeah, right.
Chicken
yeah, I like
and biscuit.
Put a little pepperoni on them. Well, they're good too, but the Triscuits, you put a little pepperoni slice and some cheese, and you put them in the oven for about 10, 15 minutes. Loaf it, and you got a nice snack there.
Yeah. Good fiber, too, in them bad boys.
I got to be honest, man. I don't know what a Triscuit is.
Triscuit? Where the hell you been?
Well, I know that Ella Fitzgerald sings about it all the time. Biscoe's
new crunchy biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, we let our kids eat them too because they're good snacks, you know.
Yeah, they're not all salty. They're a little salty, but not.
They're
low fat and they're not real high calorie. They're good for you.
All right.
Yeah, they'll clean you out. Yeah.
They will do
day,
that.
Yeah,
sure. Eat enough of that.
Yeah,
good
nice
with some salsa.
Steaming pile of. Well, you can put you can get your kids a shit in a diaper, and you can have some shit sauce.
Oh,
no,
taste.
Oh, I'm not that classy. No.
Yeah, that's what my grandma and grandpa used to do every year on Halloween.
Just Halloween.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of time. Then the cherry trees come by, and we just let them scoop an apple cores in there. They'd pop in there and they'd have themselves a good old time, and the kids would just, you know, whatever.
Memories.
The courts. Yeah.
I love
it. Fun memories.
Oh.
I dig, man.
The music's pretty good. Yeah, man. All right, well, I'm going to get back to you. I'm watching my grandkids, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Well, good luck
with
that.
Hey,
bon appetit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay. There you have it. There you have it. Triscuits.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So anyways. Anyways. I know.
What's that?
I know a listener. Wow, as a cake said. Someone other than the Little Rascals listens to this thing. All right. I got a quickie. Who doesn't like a quickie?
Are you honest?
Hey man, did you catch who that was? Crackers and cheese.
No, who was Crackers and Cheese?
Maury Amsterdam.
That was Maury. See, I did not know that.
That was Maury.
Okay.
And I was also looking for his rendition of this following quickie, but I couldn't find his.
Okay. Well, there is a guy.
We got a...
I gotta go to Mass Sunday.
Enough said.
The man who gathered up his peanuts and gave it to neighbor Nancy. He shan't have any of my peanuts when his peanuts are gone. When his peanuts are gone. Peanuts are gone. He shan't have any of my peanuts when his peanuts are gone.
Oh, that'll be jive-bomb, jive-bomb, jive-bomb. Oh, that'll be jive-bomb when his peanuts are gone. The man with plenty of good old salt sweet soda crackers and giveth his neighbor none. He shan't have any of my good old salt sweet soda crackers when his good old salt sweet soda crackers are gone. When his good old salt sweet soda crackers are gone. When his good old salt sweet soda crackers are gone. He shan't have any of my good old salt sweet soda crackers when his good old salt sweet soda crackers are gone.
Oh, that'll be
The man with a concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money and give it his neighbor none. He shan't have any of my concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money. When his concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money is gone. When his concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money is gone. When his concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money is gone. He shan't have any of my concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money. When his concentrated generator on constitutional sack of silver money is gone.
Oh, that'll be
Jaipa, Jaipa, Jaipa.
Oh, that'll be
Jaipa. When the constipation generated on constitutional sack of silver money is gone. A man with plenty of chili chicken time and chillin's and giving his neighbor none. He shan't have any of my chili chicken time and chillin's when his chili chicken time and chillin's are gone. When his chili chicken time and chillin's are gone. When his chili chicken time and chillin's are gone. He shan't have any of my chili chicken time and chillin's when his chili chicken time and chillin's are gone.
Oh, that'll be
Jaipa, Jaipa, Jaipa. Oh, that'll be Jaipa
when it's chilly. Chicken, shive, and chillin' are gone. Happy birthday, everybody.
That
you got that
quickie.
Right, Jack.
Uh-huh.
It's a great quickie, man.
Yeah.
And you know, we're missing tonight, Maggie C. Hope she's
yeah.
having fun, not working, or something stupid like that.
Okay.
And our best wishes to Maggie C. as well.
Yeah, yeah.
For real life stuff.
Setback.
Real life stuff, man.
Yeah, how are you gonna do?
Well, speaking of real life stuff, I had some really cool real life stuff this week.
You tell.
Well, you know that my the apathetic nation's birthday was this week.
Yes.
Thanks to Facebook, I actually get the date right now. My son's birthday. He got all fucked up at college because I filled out a bunch of papers and I put fourth instead of the third.
Yeah.
All kind of shit. Oh, it kept coming up, you know, and so that's been the running gag for years.
One day.
He was, it was like, I don't know. It was after midnight. I was tired. I didn't look at the calendar right. So,
well,
anyway,
when was he born? What time?
He was
Maybe
born
he
like, I think he was born after midnight, so he was born, you know, so that's why I get confused.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
He was born on the 3rd, the morning of the 3rd,
You're no Ward Cleaver, but you're still forgiven.
So anyway, I had to give his mom a ride Monday. That was his birthday. So I says, well, I'll buy you lunch Tuesday, you know. So, he had to get his driver's license and tags and whatnot renewed, so I wanted company in that, so I went over there and did that. And we had fancy burgers.
Fancy burgers?
You know. Oh, yeah, the fancy burgers, you know, you eat the fancy burgers there at the fancy place. It was huge,
though. That's what birthdays are all about.
It was a fancy burger, but it was huge, so it was okay to be that expensive. I thought it wasn't a bargain, but it was worth it. It was good. It was really good. And
that's
the fries to die for. The fries to die. But the best part, I've always found him, well, until he started getting into booze.
Uh-huh.
I've always found him very hard to pick gifts for. And he mentioned to me that he wanted one of those Dan Aykroyd vodkas in the skull, right?
Okay.
He said he didn't even care if it had the vodka in it. He just wanted the bottle. So he can drink his iced tea out of it or something. I don't know. A weird kid. So, 33 years old. He's sleeping through the night. No, but he's... So, when I was buying the place out of the scotch... last month, lo and behold, I look to my left, and there's one fucking skull sitting there, half price, because they're discontinuing that too in Ohio.
No shit.
I said, and he's like, this is the best present ever.
There you go. There you go.
I got the best birthday present ever compliment. Nothing. That is like,
man. And on the correct date. Nice.
Well, actually, it was on the 4th because I couldn't get together on the 3rd. So officially, I win again. But, that was cool, man. I don't think I've ever given him a present where he was like, yes! Like, it took 33 years, but I finally picked the winner.
There you go.
So, good times.
And it was serendipity.
It's a fun day, and then we had a whack of scotch, and life was good. So,
that's nice. That's
there
nice.
You have it. Nothing like a whack of scotch on a big, fancy burger.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got to keep up here.
You could be a winner.
Did he say
great awesome. Yay. What is it?
Would you ask, did he say grace?
Yeah. Over the fancy burger? As we all know about. That Ignatius.
Man. Them nuns loved him over there at the Dominican College. They thought he was great.
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Eternal or dummy.
Well, he knew what the fuck he was talking about, you know.
Yeah.
He read the book. He studied.
Yep.
They appreciate that kind of shit. So, anyhow. We've been sacrilegious and everything. What is tonight? Oh, tonight's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Speaking of, Once More to the Well. Yeah, it's the biggest controversy. You know, the president's whole thing's falling apart. It could be we got wars going on and this and that and all these huge problems in the world: hunger, the border, the kids ripped from their mothers, and the hooch. And they're throwing a gas. But everybody's, like, really fucking upset over this fucking... maybe it's cold outside now. Everybody! See, it's the only time I've seen us all united. Ever, practically. Except for the few Me Too people. So anyway, 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
I'm telling you guys, those songs from the 50s are, like, really aggressive.
No, I doubt that.
It's reading into
a different era.
Interpretation.
If you listen to the lyrics, they're sexually aggressive and misogynistic.
No, that I
that's
doubt.
That's, like, it's men being men.
Yeah. It's
a burly era of men.
Vernacular.
Granted, it was a different time. Even Christmas songs, guys.
Christmas songs?
Christmas songs.
But baby, it's date rape time.
I have to go away.
But baby, it's date rape time.
This evening has been
just rubbed my leg
so
again.
Very swell.
I've got a chubby, can't you tell?
My girlfriends will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
You know I have an 8 a.m.
I just wanna punish that.
My boyfriend
ass.
Will. By the
girl, you're starting to bore me. Look the other way while I pull.
I'm too drunk to think.
Let's just get down in there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No drugs to be found in there.
I wish I knew how.
You should
how
be feeling it by now.
Break this spell.
I'll close the door in case you yell. Mind if I'm moving closer?
Know what you try.
I'll just tell them all that you lied.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just put out.
Oh, cause it's
daybreak time.
I mean, I'm not making this up. You guys can see it.
Yeah, but
but back then, stuff could have meant anything.
It's really open to interpretation.
Oh, he said date rape like 6 times.
My God, your chest looks sublime.
The answer is no.
No really means yes sometimes.
I'm starting to feel.
I'm gonna seal the deal.
Before.
I'm gonna nail this stupid whore. Gotta find out who that bitch is.
Will be there at the door.
I'll just throw you down on the
you
floor.
Seem to be getting.
Girl, I'm just so ambitious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You're drinking GHB galore.
I've got to go home.
Girl, I just want a quickie.
So you're not getting drunk.
Just slip you another Mickey.
Don't think I can take.
How are you still awake?
More jungle juice.
You've had enough to kill a moose. Good, because you had too much beer.
At least I'm gonna say that I
tried. I just can't wait to get inside.
It's a mystery.
As soon as you're passed out. Oh, cause it's
safe.
Damn
cute. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Ban your bippy. You're not careful.
Ban your bippy.
It did ban Betty Boop. Betty Boop was much racier at first.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they
covered up some of her bits. She actually showed her titties in one.
Yeah. They would draw her up against the sunlight. The see-through clothes her.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, she boop means her virginity. Don't take away my boop, boop, she boop.
You get to see the thingies.
Yeah.
Or girl thingies.
Oh, that was very racist. That was very sexist.
Oof. Yeah. All right. It's December 7th.
Already?
Which is what? It's a day that will...
There you go.
I'll be my 7th grade history teacher. The day that will...
Live in infamy.
Mr. Will Yums. He was great. Anyway, history. Oh, history and entertainment.
Oh. Together?
Also our entertainment section. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Elvis Presley, because I had that rotten... Well, I had that rotten story about Steve Allen Monday night. I think that bummed people out, man.
Well,
I take it all back. Steve Allen was a great guy, and
I never liked him. He was a douchebag.
Anyhow, I know that the Possums love Elvis Presley. Who doesn't, right? One of many famous people that died on the toilet. That's another story. December 7th. Now, Elvis spent the, man, you think about it, he spent the good shank of the prime of his career in the service.
Yeah, how many years? I didn't know that.
It says here that he was inducted in the Army in 1958. And then he was discharged in 60. So he was in there 2 years, right in the shank of his career.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Become famous.
Yeah.
In 57. But, so, you know, gave back to his country. God bless him. So the December 7th, the USS Arizona Memorial, you know, where you go and it's the sunken ship and you walk over top and you look down and everything?
Yep.
Well, they were raising funds for this thing and they came up shy. Less than half of the half a million they needed to get raised. Half a million that cost? Oh, my God. So it was cheaper back then. Anyhow, they came up shy. So Elvis had a concert in March 1961 to try to make up the difference. And between this concert and, you know, the publicity he raised by having the concert, they ended up getting their nut, and they were able to make the memorial. Yeah, cool thing for Elvis.
I didn't know this.
Didn't. Here's the thing. They didn't film the fucking concert. Can you believe that? It was 1961, and that was the last time he performed live for like 8 years or something. So.
All right, kudos. Did not know this.
Yeah. Elvis, thank you for your service,
there
Mr. Presley. March 25th, 1961. Salute.
Nice. All right.
We need a salute to somebody. We got things where you hit them with the shovel.
Yeah.
And it says moron or a guitar smash over the head or jerk of the week.
Yeah.
We need like an attaboy.
Something.
Yeah.
Well, how about an attaboy?
I don't think the bone saw is quite the feeling I want to express there. Oh, well. We'll figure it out. Anyway, attaboy Elvis.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the bone saw on Elvis. Don't get me wrong. All right. We're going to have like a genitalia special, I think, coming up. Because I've been saving all these really rank songs and pictures and things that I think would just make a disgusting program.
That's
what we might do
that
Monday night.
Christmas show.
Yeah. Well, it's very in the holiday frame of mine. Right. Now, here's funny. Here's some funny. Where's... I guess this must be in Britain. Yeah, she's obviously British. Clackmannanshire. All right, so... This mother of a 5-year-old, her son was going to perform in a nativity play at school, see?
Yeah.
So he was going to be one of the shepherds. All right?
Yeah.
And so she went on Amazon and bought a shepherd's costume.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Which is a shepherd's costume and a blow-up sheep. You see where this is going.
Uh-huh. am I going to want to get a blow-up sheep after I hear this too?
You might want one of these.
I'm a lonely man, Commodore. I'm a lonely man.
Comes home with the sheep, you know, and a note from the teacher, you know, no, this is not going to work out. So the teacher suggested, why don't you blow up the sheep and then see, you know, see for yourself.
Uh-oh.
So she took it out, blew up the thing, and put the stopper in, and then realized there was a huge hole in the bum. She told her son, you can't have this sheep, Alfie. But he kept asking why. So she had to make up a reason, yeah.
I like it.
It didn't look like a proper sheep because it had a mustache, red lips, and a bow on its head. Red lips and a bow on its head. That should have been the dead giveaway. Yeah.
Oh, it's a cute sheep. Hello, Amazon.
So Amazon got in some trouble, and they're like, they said, all sellers must follow our selling guidelines, and those who don't will be subject to action, including potential removal of their account. The product in question is I'm sorry to tell you, sir, the product in question is no longer available. Here's the link for you, just in case maybe they come back on the market.
I'll just go to another site.
Should have seen the kid that brought the blow-up camel. That was something. All right. Oh, speaking of Christmas crap, this one's pretty fucking stupid and politically correct crap. Here's one for the pile. An elementary school principal in Nebraska was placed on leave after telling teachers to avoid decorating their classroom with Christmas-themed ornaments so as not to offend those who don't celebrate the holiday. In particular, he wanted to ban candy canes because he deemed them to have a religious significance. J shape is for Jesus, and the red is for the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection. This would also include other
candy canes. Is that true? Is that what it's supposed to be? Because it really tests the stupid.
What the fuck? I know. Uh-huh. Who eats those things anyway, man? They're stale.
No, they're horrible. Horrible.
Well, you want to hear the horrible, horrible, as you say. Or horrible, as we say here in the Midwest. There's a company selling mac and cheese flavored candy canes for this holiday season. Mac and cheese
flavored candy canes.
Yeah.
Oh, who comes up with
there are many ways to ruin Christmas, and they thought of a new
one. That's
one
of it. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mac and cheese.
I see. These are other options. You could declare, you could barf in church, or you could come up with mac and cheese candy canes. Okay, well, nice. Looking forward to having some of those. But you know what? I haven't had macaroni and cheese in so long. I kind of thinking about it gives me a hankering for some like good macaroni and cheese.
That's not real food, man. Real food has a dead animal in it. Macaroni and cheese is a waste of time.
You're like Apathetic Nation. He won't eat anything without a face.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my shit going on here? Uh-oh. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to save the penis stories for our genitalia spectacular. So.
We'll have that on Christmas Day. Are we on Christmas Day?
I guess we could build it, because we could own it, man.
Yeah. Nothing Christmas at all. We'll get all the Christmas blow-ups the time before that. Then we'll do a
show
on Christmas.
I like it. We'll leave you with this creepy fucking story. Yeah. Creepy fucking story. A woman died from brain-eating amoeba after using a neti pot with tap water.
Oh.
Yeah, man. The amoeba was in the tap water, man. So you should not use tap water in your neti pot.
Hey.
Such infections are very rare, but there were three similar cases from 2008 to 2017. Three other cases. So your chances of getting killed by this are slim. But just, who the fuck uses a neti pot anyway? Blow your nose. What the fuck? Get some Dristan.
Yeah.
A neti pot.
That was a neti pot.
Oh, that's just a little fucking pot. You boil the water and you stick your nose on it and sniff it in there and it's supposed to open up your sinuses and shit.
So, see, I never had
tap water. Yeah, tap water can contain tiny organisms that are, while they're safe to drink, but they could harm your nasal passages and cause infections and whatnot. So stay away from the neti pots.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Blow your nose.
We're
don't stop me. Don't blow.
Now, back to our show.
Bye.
almost been the polka.
Yeah, a little bit of a polka to it.
Had a polka beat there. I didn't realize that. Should have said
it. I was thinking the name of that more than I was the song. Johnny Date Rape. I like that.
Well, it fits with the theme of tonight's program.
Yes. We don't condone it, kids.
Oh, no, don't try this at home. Yeah. Absolutely not. We're having some testicle difficulties here. Things are spinning. What if I refresh my page?
You know what you should do, man? Get Wendy to call you on your phone and have it go right to your voice message. Have her yell, attaboy, attaboy. And a nice high pitch, you know. Attaboy.
What the fuck, man? You'll get nothing and like it.
We're being bad, man, for playing that song too much.
The date rape. We're getting date raped tonight here on the Boston. Come on, man. Throw me a bone. Give me something, man. Just spinning its wheels, man. Well, we're not getting anything anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw caution to the wind here. Trying to get in the back door. So what else going on there, Gumby? Any towel drops this week?
I just picture these Blog Talk Radio guys fucking blow up sheep instead of doing their job.
I was looking at that picture when everything went kaflooey here on the switchboard.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I don't know. Ted, I don't need your added whining on top of the disaster that the show is now because. Oh, well, we can just jabber. There is a good polka there somewhere, but for some reason, dadgum blog talk.
Uh-oh. Hey, they better get on the stick. We need our.
I don't know if it's Blog Talk or whether it's my my own internet.
Zoe at the end too. Zoe and Leon.
Yeah, I got that, but it's not good with things because it didn't go, and then we didn't have.
And it's got to go.
Okay, all right, now studio. Come on, let me get in there. You get in there. Get in there. Yeah. Hey, all right.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
We're in the studio, but it's blank.
Okay.
There it is. Building.
Okay, we're getting there. It's just a road. Just a little bump in the
Should
road.
Should be some applause coming up here, no? Yeah.
Things
Nothing.
Are going nice and smooth.
Yeah, no. It's.
Woo!
Hey, there we go!
Woo!
Yeah, one more time, honey.
Woo!
There it is. All righty. Well, while we got things working, let's just dive right into the polka.
Yes, before we lose it again.
Before we lose our minds. Here we go. Hopefully. In 5, 6... Or not. Woohoo! Come on, man. Woohoo! Live from. No. Come on. You can do it. That was from before. That was the applause we owed. Ted, shut up. I got enough problems without you. Whining. Less whining.
Woohoo!
Okay, I didn't. Yeah. That was the leftover. So it should be any minute now.
Okay,
we'll
right.
have the fabulous
we
polka.
We got all the time in the world.
The fabulous polka coming up on Possum Hour. Ted, they want a bark. No whining, just a bark. He's just staring at me like, dude. What? Okay, that's it.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Bark. Yeah. Sing along with Ted. We'll just do the rest, the last 15 minutes of Ted barking.
Cujo.
Yeah, it's the Ted Show. You schmuck. Come on, man. Work. What the hell, man?
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
course, our applause doesn't work. Well, at least we got the polka in.
Uh-huh. And they're on the plus.
Yeah.
Were they at one point singing G-U-M-B-Y? Okay.
Not sure.
Squeeze a little Gumby in there.
Well, that was that must have been the luck of Elroy to get that to work, because nothing's working again.
Oh, shit.
We're back to Boo Kitty. Oh, there we go.
Okay, you got something going.
You just got to keep pressing the button. Keep pressing the button till it works.
Yeah. That's what our president's doing.
Sheesh. That guy. He's wandering around the halls of the White House going, hello. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go.
Little. Oh, Jesus. Ted, Ted needs attention again. All right. Is it any chance? Any chance? Okay. Okay. Hopefully we'll get the last tune out.
Yeah.
Because it's a goodie.
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to sum up, they're taking the baby's cold outside a little too seriously.
Yeah, Skippy.
If you don't want to listen to the song, if you find it offensive, don't listen to the song. By all means, don't listen to the song. You need to go out, buddy? But if you like the song, by all means, listen to the song. And who gives a fuck if radio station bans the song? Nobody listens to radio stations anyway.
Yeah.
You got a fucking iPod. Put it on your fucking thing, man. Or,
and podcast.
Or you could tune in.
Podcast out there, kids.
Podcast, they listen to Possumar.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a big deal, man. Everybody needs to simmer the fuck down, man.
When I first heard that song, Baby, It's Cold Out There, I was taking notes. Oh, wait a minute, we're right.
That's my closing sequence, actually. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I sent a girl a dirty text today.
Yeah? Ooh.
It's cool. She sent me one back. It was sweet.
Oh.
Like, wow, there's like one chick on the planet that wants to, send me disgusting messages.
Yeah.
It's beauty.
I like it. You got your NAS working.
Well, I was thinking about it. I'm thinking, I was thinking, I ain't been, all the girls I've loved before, not too many around. And I thought of this broad. I said, she's always up for a haul.
I don't know, man. I don't know. How am I going to run this show by myself when you get me too?
Oh.
I don't know what to do.
I'm going to meet to her, is what is going to happen, man.
Hello. I'm liking this
girl.
Babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll show you some meat too.
Don't mention any names, because Sweet Alice is
maybe one of these days. Maybe one of these days. Play a little slap and tickle there.
Ooh, slap and tickle.
Slap and tickle. Well, no, we have played slap and tickle. Take a little farther than that. All right. Beep, 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 beep.
Maybe your virtual towel drop.
Yeah, virtual towel drop. Okay, I'm trying to play tequila. And it's not working. Thank you very much. Thank you very little. All the Oilers are winning 5-1.
There you go.
Thank you very much. And that's the sports report. Maddie's.
Oh, I got to get my water. I don't have my water.
Dun, 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 natties.
Water.
Dun, 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 dun. There it is. All right. Wish us luck. I don't think we're going to get this song in at the end. I really don't. We'll get it in there. Well, one way or the other, we'll have it. We'll
Oh, definitely Bill and Grenache. And Sweet Alice posted it a couple days ago or so.
Yeah.
A few days.
So you know who you're talking to.
Uh-huh.
In fact, now we fucked around. It's 3 minutes and 28 seconds. There's only 3 minutes left to show.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. There's so much pressure when you're the host. And your shit's not working right. It might be my computer, man.
Uh-huh.
It's making some weird noises lately.
It's a blow-up sheet site that you go to.
What now? Oh, jeez. I don't know what the fuck. Maddie's!
What are... It's going so smoothly.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And good night, everybody. And Natty's.
Tell you what, you and it's still a duet. Maybe it's cold outside.
I really can't.
Yeah.
But maybe it's energize. Oh, come on, Ed, you can do better now.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
And hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands there just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might say,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
tray? No cats to be had out there.
I wish I knew
rising
how
like starlight
to
now
break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window where there's storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I'll thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in flight.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get rid of that holdout. How about it's cold outside.
Oh, what the hell is that?
What the fuck? It's Little Red Riding Hood. Come on, man. This show Sheesh.
Oh,
sheesh.
Yeah. All right.
Gotta love the testicle difficulty. Man, I had to pee so bad, but I couldn't leave the switchboard not working, you know. Can't take the phone in the can, you know. Oh, well, what are you up to, Gumby? Piss, you know, in the background. The fuck, man. I don't do that to people in if I'm talking to them on a... I don't piss while I'm talking to people.
No, that's the rule of thumb.
I hate when people do that to me. I'm like, I know you're pissing. It's like, I can't hear you pissing. A lot. You'd be surprised, man. You'd be fucking surprised. Because, I mean,
terrible.
It used to be the phones attached to the wall.
Yeah.
There was no pissing and talking at the same time. Now, you know, it goes all over the house.
They got it on
this
speaker.
This is a whole topic for a show right here.
It is. Jot that down. We'll put it in the dick show. The Christmas dick show.
Yeah, I've got the outline for a good show all about dicks and uh-huh. Hopefully some flits.
That would be funny to make it a Christmas show.
Yeah, just a dick show. Well, Daddy G does that too, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he makes you Christmas stuff. I say no Christmas at all. Just foul shit all through.
Oh, he does dirty Christmas songs. He does dirty, like, naughty Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get our Christmas
dick,
done before.
Okay, yeah. So whatever
a
Christmas
show
is. I like it. Where are we at? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Possible.
We got Christmas Eve. We're on Christmas Eve, dude.
Are we?
Oh, Monday
that
night.
That works out perfect.
It'll be
Let's
all
get
about
some
dicks.
Of the phallic songs we can get.
And funny, ugly, disgusting memes. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Up with, man. So you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Slinging the gars, are you?
Slinging the gars.
I got a gig tomorrow night, so I got to be real. But I don't know, man. I'm getting into this very productive thing, like where I can't sit around wasting time like I used to.
All right, good for you.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No, it's weird.
That's my New Year's resolution. I decided I'm going to try to join life to see what all the hubbub's about.
Ah. I was talking about a little, you know, picking up the dog poop. You know, that was...
I'm going to try to rewire my brain.
You know, just tidy up the backyard a little bit, man. Ooh, I sprayed poison on the... I had, like... I don't really have a real patio. It's blocks, you know, like concrete slabs,
yeah.
Squares, and you get all kind of shit growing in between them, right?
Oh yeah.
And I had really bad poison in the shed that I had to use for the poison oak there at the back fence, and I sprayed that on all the weeds in between the shit. It looks really nice now, man. There's no weeds growing in between shit.
Nice,
but
nice.
I don't like spraying poison, man. You know?
Oh.
Should give you cancer.
Hey. Cares. You're going to get it anyway. You're going to get it anyway.
I don't want... Well, you're going to get your prostate cancer. That's a guarantee if you live long enough.
Yeah.
That's your parting gift.
Yeah.
If you live long enough.
No. You're gonna have your
prostate removed.
Uh-huh.
Fun times are ahead, my friend.
I am
Fun
looking
times.
Forward to it.
We're pushing 60. Pushing 60. All right. Let's find Tommy here and give him a nudge.
Yeah, now hey, I got
Tommy. There was one show where I was crying at the end of the show, practically. And I'm waiting for this fucking thing to play and end, and it wouldn't play and end. Come on, Tonight Show. Come on, don't fuck around. That's not the one. Oh, you suck. Okay, well, let's pretend that's Tommy.
Okay. That was Tommy's kid.
Jesus Christ. I could play this all I want, but I can't play. What a goofy thing. Well, we're at the mercy of the spinning wheels at this point. Oh, good times. All right, well, we'll figure out something. All right, well, you gotta work in the morning, so okay, here we go. I got it. Hold on. I got it. No, that ain't it. I got it. Oh, she sits amongst the cabbages and peas? No, that's not
it. Why not?
Hey, Tommy! Nice to see you show
here.
Up.
Tommy's here. he had to
oh,
go
shit.
Pee. That's what took it so long. He had to go pee.
Oh, Christ. Now Top Cat showed up. See, they got...
It's running amok.
For crying out.
It's going to start singing Daisy.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be our Paul Schlosser. Hey! I kid because I love.
Of course.
Bad. Record skipping. Oh. God, this thing is bacocksta tonight, kids. All right. Oh, jeez. Ah. Okay, you done? All right. Well, I guess we'll be back Monday. I don't know why. Just to fucking torture ourselves, right? Well, good night, Gumby.
Good night there, Commodore.
No. Yeah, I thought I'd get a theme out of this thing, but
yeah, well,
apparently not.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, that's
gavel,
a good
gavel,
day to
gavel.
Wait,
no, and then maybe I can get the gavel. Can I get the gavel? Here we go. Gavel.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!